Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled Living What You Believe. I believe many people believe in God, but not nearly as many are living for Him. Believing in God is necessary. It's the pathway to salvation. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So we see here that believing in God is necessary. Like I said, it's the pathway to salvation, but I believe that living for Jesus is the pathway to transformation. I can believe in exercising, believe in the great benefits of exercising and the results that come from it, but never do it, never set foot in a gym. My belief wouldn't cause transformation in my life. How would anyone see the fruit of my belief? How would I see the fruit of my belief? How would you know I believe it if it doesn't cause any action change? Salvation gains us access to heaven. That's the baseline of what God has for us. What joy would there be in salvation if you don't reap the benefits until you die? Don't get me wrong, we ought to be looking forward to that future day when we are united with Christ. But we have a lot of life to live now, and there is so much that God wants to do in you, through you, and for you here on earth while you are still alive. Living for God means you live for His will over yours. You follow His commands. You submit your desires to His because you know, because you believe His plan for your life is best. Paul had this revelation. He often called himself a servant of Christ, declaring that his life is committed to the will of God, no matter what it looked like. I really believe it's hard for people to graduate from believing in to living for because the prerequisite is dying to self. The prerequisite is turning from your sinful ways, picking up your cross, and following Jesus. It's living for Him. It's that turning from sin that's truly the hard part. We live in a culture that's saturated in sin. Sin has actually become the norm, and turning from it means turning against the norm. If you don't see Jesus as worth it, it will be hard to do. If you are content with shallow Christianity, the spirit of this age will win you over. The pressure we are facing now and the pressure to come will push you to the other side. That is why we have to live what we believe. Living what we believe strengthens our faith. Living what we believe draws you closer to God. Living what you believe points the world to a loving Savior, points the world to Jesus. Not only that, there are earthly benefits to living for Christ, one of which is abundant life. John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant means existing or available in large quantities, having plenty of, more than enough. When Jesus talks about having an abundant life, I believe he means while you are alive on earth. And I don't believe that he's only just referring to material abundance. You see, God is known as El Shaddai, the God of plenty, the all-sufficient one. Everything you need can be found in Him. He is the source of hope, the source of comfort. He is the healer of broken hearts, the giver of peace. We need an abundance of healing for our hearts, peace in our minds, and joy in our lives. It does us no good to believe in God, but still be a slave to sin, to believe in God and to have no peace.